G'day, and welcome to another episode of Left After Breakfast, coming to you from Melbourne, Australia. My name is Susanna Duffy. Continuing the Songs of Solidarity series, we look at Joe Hill. We all know the song, I Dreamed I Saw Joe Hill Last Night. Well, Joe didn't write that song, did he? Well, how could he? But there are so many songs that Joe Hill wrote, and we still sing them today. Joe Hill.
If there's one thing that's characteristic of the labor movement, it is that we never forget our heroes, we don't lose track of them, and they continue to teach us through their songs and through their lives, through the things that they said. Over in the little town of Galway, Sweden, there a man was born to a working class family. He learned to speak English working on the freighters going between his native Sweden and England. And then before the turn of the century, he joined his brother and they migrated to the United States like so many others. He worked as a dock hand, as a machinist, as a harvest stiff, all the way across the country to San Pedro, California. In Sweden, his name was Joel Emanuel Hegeland. In this country, he shortened that to Joseph Hillstrom. And then finally, his fellow workers turned it into Joe Hill. And Joe Hill, well, he was executed November 19th, 1915 in the state of Utah, where I'm from, for writing songs. He wrote songs to help people to define their problems and hopefully help them to define their solutions. Cost him his life, and we're still here, so we owe him something, you know. So we sing about him. Joe wrote to, when he was in prison in Utah, he wrote to Big Bill Haywood, the Secretary Treasurer of the Industrial Workers of the World. He said, "Dear Bill, I die like a true rebel. Don't mourn for me, but organize." Then he said, "Bill, I want you to promise me that if they kill me, that you take my body over the border into Wyoming, because I don't want to get caught dead in Utah." Being from Utah, I know there's lots of us to feel that way. Some people say that Joe Hill's last true and authentic words, reporters anyway, say the last thing they ever heard come out of his mouth was the words, "Ready, aim, fire," as he delivered the order for his execution to the firing squad. The night before his execution, he passed a small note out through the bars of his prison cell there at the old Sugar House prison. And that was his last will. "My will is easy to decide, for there is nothing to divide. My kin don't need to fuss and moan. Moss does not cling to a rolling stone. My body? Ah, if I could choose, I would to ashes it reduce, and let some merry breezes blow them to where some flowers grow. Perhaps some fading flower then would take root and bloom again. This is my last and final will. Good luck to all of you. Joe Hill."
Whether he meant to or not, Joe Hill threw the very last thing he had toward the rebel cause. He threw his own ashes. Thanks to his famous last will, Joe Hill's remains would be divvied up, doled out, mailed, sprinkled, scattered, and some too, put into museums and into a guitar, confiscated and destroyed as dangerous propaganda, and even eaten by other socialists. As the Utah firing squad prepared for the 19th of November 1915, Joe Hill wrote two telegrams to fellow industrial workers of the world. He wrote to Big Bill Haywood, urging that any grief over his impending death be channeled into organizing. "Don't mourn for me," he said, "organize." He also asked that his body be hauled post-execution across state lines. "I don't want to be caught dead in Utah," he said. Joe Hill then composed his last will. He wished to be cremated, and that his ashes would rejuvenate and replenish. He wrote, "My body, oh, if I could choose, I would to ashes it reduce, and let the merry breezes blow my dust to where some flowers grow. Perhaps some fading flower then would come to life and bloom again." Oh, there you go. Joe Hill, 36 years old, was taken in the Utah State Prison to his place of execution. He was tied to a chair, blindfolded, and shot dead. Thousands were said to have streamed by to view his body the next day as it lay at O'Donnell's mortuary in Salt Lake City. On November the 21st, some 300 people packed the small mortuary chapel as crowds thronged outside. Typical of the newspaper coverage at that time, the Ogden Standard Examiner said of funeral attendees that 90% of the murderous mob were low-grade foreigners. A New York Times account called them anarchists, nihilists, socialists, hobos and bums. After eulogies by wobbly leaders and prominent socialists, Hill's corpse was escorted by hearse to a downtown railroad station and shipped to Chicago. There, supporters conducted a second song and oratory-filled memorial on a gloomy Thanksgiving Day in 1915 before a capacity audience at Westside Auditorium. Participants delivered fiery tributes in English and in 9 other languages. The next day, Joe Hill's body was cremated at Graceland Cemetery. The ashes were to be divided into small packets and released to the wind, as per Joe Hill's last wishes. Just how far and how wide they went remains a mystery.
I'll sing of Joseph Hillstrom, better known as old Joe Hill. Murdered by a firing squad, shot but never killed. His will said that his ashes be strewn across the land, so flowers that refuse to die will rise up strong and stand. We sing his songs to fan the flames and talk about him much. The ashes of this rebel voice are still too hot to touch. Joe's corpse lay in Chicago, where 30,000 marched. They flew the wobbly banner high above the throng it arched. The workers sang and cheered his name, they did not eulogize. They honored Joe Hill's last request, don't mourn, organize. Then the Union took Joe's body, which then they did cremate. His ashes stuffed in envelopes and mailed to every state. Except, of course, to Utah, for Joe had clearly said, don't leave me here in Utah, there I wouldn't be caught dead. We sing his songs to fan the flames and talk about him much. The ashes of this rebel voice are still too hot to touch. Then someone in the mailroom discovered what was up. The postmaster was summoned, the mailing to disrupt. An envelope tore open in the canceling machine. Was just Joe's way of saying automation is obscene. With patriotic fervor, that postmaster was seized. He treated that poor envelope as if it was diseased. He said, I won't deliver such subversive mail. So for a while, Joe had to wait in some dead letter file. We sing his songs to fan the flames and talk about him much. The ashes of this rebel voice are still too hot to touch. At long last, the post office sent Joe's ashes to D.C. to the archives like an artifact of ancient history.
The Wobblies in Chicago asked that he be sent home. They wouldn't see him catalog down in that catacomb. So Joe's back with the Wobblies, and thus concludes my tale. But if there is a moral, I might say, don't trust the mail. We'll build that one big union before Joe's ash gets cold, and we'll bring to birth a new world from the ashes of the old. We sing his songs to fan the flames and talk about him much. The ashes of this rebel voice are still too hot to touch. We sing his songs to fan the flames and talk about him much. The ashes of this rebel voice are still too hot to touch. The ashes of this rebel voice are still too hot to touch.
Yeah. Did you know Joe Hill?
Yeah, I know him well as anybody could be said to know him. He was a man of mystery. Nobody really knew the guy.
Where did you first meet Joe Hill?
Well, I think it was in Portland, Oregon.
When was this?
That was in the fall of 1910. And incidentally, I had the honor of singing The Preacher and the Slave. You know the long-haired preacher song? Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
I had the honor of singing that for the first time in public. Joe brought it in and turned it over to the secretary of the Portland local of the IWW, and he got out a leaflet on it, and I think we sold at the Second Street meeting. The First Street meeting, we weren't prepared. We didn't have it printed, but the Second Street meeting, we sold over $30 worth of them at a dime a throw or whatever they wanted to contribute.
So you were the first one to sing it?
I was the first one to sing it in public.
Sing it now.
Long-haired preacher?
Yeah.
Long-haired preachers come out every night, try to tell you what's wrong and what's right. But when asked how about something to eat, they will answer with voices so sweet, you will eat by and by in that glorious land above the sky, way up high, work and pray, live on hay. You'll get pie in the sky when you die. Holy rollers and jumpers come out, and they sing and they clap and they shout. Give your money to Jesus, they say. He will cure all diseases today. And you will eat by and by in that glorious land above the sky. Work and pray, live on hay. You'll get pie in the sky when you die. And the Starvation Army, they play, and they sing, and they clap, and they pray, till they get all your coin on the drum. But they'll tell you when you're on the bum, you will eat by and by in that glorious land above the sky, way up high, work and pray, live on hay. You'll get pie in the sky when you die. Working men of all countries unite. Side by side we for freedom will fight. When this world and its wealth we have gained, to the grafters we'll sing this refrain. You will eat by and by when you've learned how to cook and a fry and bake a pie, chop some wood, it'll do you good. And you'll eat in the sweet by and by, you wise guy.
Long-haired preachers come out every night, try to tell you what's wrong and what's right. But when asked about something to eat, they will answer with voices so sweet. You will eat by and by in that glory.
this land above the sky. Work and pray, live on me. You'll get high in the sky when you die.
That's a lie.
If you work hard throughout your whole life, fight the bosses, the husband and wife. You're a sinner, a bad one they tell. When you die, you will sure go to hell. And you'll leave by and by in that glorious land above the sky. Work and pray. Unite. Side by side, we for socialism will fight. When the world and its wealth we have gained, to the bosses we'll sing this refrain.
Have a few children's picture books or footy boots that your kids have outgrown but want to find them a loving home? Well, drop them in at 3CR and put them in the Books and Boots bin. Books and Boots regularly sends pre-loved children's picture books and sports footwear to remote and regional First Nations communities and children across the country. Contact us at Books and Boots or go to the website www.booksandboots.org.au. We love a good book.
Mr. Block and Scissor Bill, sent to hell a flying by songs no one can kill. Oh, you say you saw him out last night, but I hear him every day in the voices of the people,
in the songs they sing and play. They framed him up and they shot him down. This whole wide world's his burying ground. But the songs of the working people are his marking stone.
I think that my favorite song is Rebel Girl, which Joe wrote for Elizabeth Gurley Flynn. Well, how would that be, ladies? How would you feel, eh? If Joe Hill wrote you a song.
There are women of many descriptions. In this queer world, as everyone knows, some are living in beautiful mansions and wearing the finest of clothes. There are blue-blooded queens and princesses who have charms made of diamonds and pearl. But the only and thoroughbred lady is a rebel girl. She's a rebel girl, a rebel girl. To the working class, she's a precious pearl. She brings courage, pride, and joy to the fighting rebel boy. We've had girls before, but we need some more. In the industrial workers of the world, for it's great to fight for freedom with a rebel. Her hands may be hardened from labor, and her dress may not be very fine, but a heart in her bosom is beating that is true to her class and her kind. And the grafters in terror are trembling when her spite and defiance she'll hurl. For the only and thoroughbred lady is the rebel girl. She's the rebel girl, the rebel girl. To the working class, she's a precious pearl. She brings courage, pride, and joy to the fighting rebel boy. We've had girls before, but we need some more. In the industrial workers of the world, for it's great to fight. Yes, it's great to fight for freedom with a rebel girl.
I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he. In Salt Lake City, Joe, says I, him standing by my side. They framed you on a murder charge, says Joe, I never died. Says Joe, I never died. The copper bosses, they shot you, Joe. They filled you full of lead. Takes more than guns to kill a man, says Joe, and I ain't dead. Says Joe, and I ain't dead. I'm standing there as big as life, and smiling with his eyes. Says Joe, what they forgot to kill, went on to organize, went on to organize. In San Diego, up to Maine, in every mine and mill, where working men defend their rights, it's there you'll find Joe Hill. It's there you'll find Joe Hill. I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he.